Hello and welcome to the Intellum Interview Podcast. I'm Chip Ramsey, co-founder and CEO of Intellum. This episode, I'll be speaking to one of the nation's most highly regarded cloud computing strategists, CEO of cloudscaling.com, Randy Bias. Today, we'll be discussing what cloud means, how it can best be used in organizations of different sizes, overcoming the fears associated with outsourcing your infrastructure, and what the future may hold for cloud computing. Okay, well, Randy, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to speak to us today.
My pleasure, Chip.
I thought we'd start out with just, you know, talking a little bit about your background and how you got interested in cloud computing and how you ended up where you are today.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I really feel like cloud computing is this evolution of the way IT has been done that really kind of, you know, by luck and circumstance hit all of my sweet spots. I have a long history of doing infrastructure, about 20 years now. And really from the beginning, I started doing systems and then moved into networking and computer security and focused on each of those disciplines for 7 to 10 years, you know, roughly. And, you know, spent a lot of time every time that I was working in those areas of infrastructure doing automation. So now that we're moving to this brave new world of, you know, doing computing at scale, it really seems to suit me very well. And I'm, you know, jumped right in. About 3 years ago, I started a startup that was competing with RightScale before they had even launched. We kind of had the same idea simultaneously. And, you know, that was a very good ride. That was a lot of fun. And I learned a lot about Amazon's Elastic Compute Cloud and, you know, managing, you know, large-scale web applications that get deployed on these clouds. Mm-hmm. Then I moved on to GoGrid, which was the second to market public cloud after EC2. And there I was the CTO and had oversight and kind of the direction of the product, the technology vision, and, you know, a lot of input into what we were building into the system.
Wow. I didn't realize the GoGrid. Well, that's really interesting. So when you started off, you said you started off doing a lot of infrastructure stuff. I mean, did that mean that you were actually managing the IT infrastructure of larger organizations and having to deal with the servers and the networks and automating the management of all of that?
Right. Really, the first work that I worked on as a system administrator was doing large-scale automation, you know, hand-built Perl 4 scripts to allow you to do distribution of configuration files to, you know, large populations of servers to keep them all in sync. You know, that kind of sort of systems management, systems engineering kind of work. Mm-hmm. And then that moved into doing backbone engineering and building out large ISPs. So each of these areas that I kind of focused in infrastructure. It was IT infrastructure, but a lot of time it's kind of been the bleeding edge. So in the early 90s, it was really about putting systems together. In the mid-90s, it was really about building large-scale ISPs and connecting all the systems together. In the late 90s, it was about securing them since there was, you know, kind of this ramp-up and everybody was starting to get on the internet. And the next concern was now that everybody's connected, you don't always get all of the nice people. So how do we secure things and make sure that people don't break in? And so I really focused there on, you know, I did two different managed security service providers that, you know, helped large enterprises basically deploy perimeter security, firewalls, intrusion prevention systems, and the like at scale. So the largest VPN that we managed was global, and it had about 50 different sites connected to it. And we were actually using the VPN as a way to decommission the global frame relay network that the customer had
right, in place. Right. Well, so, I mean, this really was a natural transition for you. I mean, it was essentially you were doing building the types of infrastructures that cloud computing is now built on, or what we consider cloud computing, I guess, like EC2 and those types of things. You were building those on your own before this even became a product that people would buy into, I guess.
Yeah, it's a bunch of the pieces. You know, what's funny is that you look at a typical enterprise IT shop and things are very siloed. You've got the network guys who just do networking, systems guys who just do systems management, security guys who just do security. And I guess for me, there's never really been hard silos between things. Mm-hmm. And when you look at cloud computing, it's really about very cohesively putting together storage systems, networking, security, and actually, you know, delivering it as on-demand service. And that's that's really the, you know, the sort of holy grail. That's what an Amazon or a Google provides today. And so, you know, I just feel grateful that I had a lot of deep expertise in a bunch of different areas that are all directly related.
So after GoGrid, and considering all the background that you had in creating these types of infrastructures, you decided to start a consulting company, Cloud Scaling, right?
The current business is called Cloud Scaling. It's based out of my blog. So I've been blogging at Cloud Scaling for a long time, talking about the cloud for almost 3 years now. Again, that's cloudscaling.com. And, you know, when I left GoGrid, I was looking for new opportunities, and there were just a lot of folks coming to me for expertise and help in building clouds or getting their applications on clouds. And so I started to build out a professional services team of like-minded folks with similar kinds of qualifications who have a lot of experience in building applications or building, you know, infrastructure clouds at scale. And we've been, you know, seeing a lot of success with very large customers like Kaiser Permanente, Internab, EngineYard, and really just, you know, helping those folks figure out their cloud strategy, their architecture, and then helping them sometimes with implementation if they...
One of the things we're going to be doing in a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a presentation about how the cloud can be used in learning for the trainingindustry.com webinar. And one of the things when we were doing research for that presentation, we came across your lightning talk, which was great. There's a SlideShare lightning.